Moncrief on News Talk.
If you've been sitting in your car in the rain for the past 2 hours this morning, you may have thought, I should book the holidays this evening, but is this actually the best time to do it? The travel writer Joan Scales is here to tell us. Afternoon, Joan.
Oh, Sean, the weather has just been horrible. I don't think we've had a decent day since the middle of December.
No, and it's going to go on for another week or something like that. Just continual rain.
A week or 10 days. Oh, my God, it's so dark and depressing.
Oh,
really is.
Miserable.
Definitely time to plan a holiday.
Yeah, but it doesn't everybody do it at this time?
No, not everybody does
really?
It because a lot of people have commitments, you know, with children in school and stuff like that. But if you don't have commitments, I would say to you, go away. Definitely go somewhere, even if it was just for 4 days. Just get dry weather. It really would cheer you up. And it's something I've been doing myself the last number of Februarys. I've been heading to the Canary Islands.
And what would the Canaries be like this time of the year, Joe?
Well, at this time of the year, they're between 20 and 25 degrees.
Oh, stop.
Which is great, is lovely. Now, I will say it won't be terribly bright. The days won't be that long because, of course, you still have, you know, the days will still be shorter because it's still winter. But you will still get lovely bright days and you will get time where you can get out and walk and be out in the sunshine. And there's a lot of hardy people as well will get into the sea too because it will be warmer, of course, than the sea here. So it's definitely the best place to go. And we really are very lucky because virtually every Ireland airport, you know, Dublin, Cork, Shannon, Ireland West, all have flights to places like the Canaries, to Lanzarote. Lanzarote, you know, that's our most favourite island, to be honest.
Yeah. And at this time of the year, if you were going to say, if you could, if you had the time and the money to do it, is it a bit of a bargain to go at this time of the year?
Well, do you know what? I was looking, that's exactly what I was doing last night, because my friends had been saying to me, oh my God, let's get away. And that's what I was doing last night. I was looking up Lanzarote, Gran Canaria, Tenerife, Fuerteventura, and the prices were actually very good. The only time that they weren't great was, you know, with the bank holiday coming up now next week. And the midterm is a little bit dearer. But most flights I was looking at between Aer Lingus and Ryanair, you were looking at about 120 to 160. And that's including bags.
Okay, and that's return.
That's return. So the flights actually were very good. Now, if you can travel with a tiny little bag or an 100-seat bag, you'll get it for less because you're paying about 60 euros of that or 70 euros to Ryanair for your bag.
Mm.
But the Aer Lingus trick, I always think, is Aer Lingus include a bag. So they include a 10-kilogram bag that goes on board the flight.
Yeah.
So you can end up, if you go with Ryanair, with Aer Lingus, it can end up a bit cheaper than the Ryanair with your bag, with your 10-kilo bag.
Yeah.
But you probably need a 10-kilo bag if you're going for a week. But I have gone away now. I must say, I have gone away for 4 or 5 days and I've used the underseat bag with Ryanair, which means it cost me the basic flight.
Yeah.
And if you were going with Ryanair,
yeah,
it's under 100 euros for a basic flight return.
Has Ryanair changed the rules about those bags?
Well, that's exactly what the rule is. The rule is you can go with, but it's a 4-kilo bag, basically. You can go with a 4-kilo bag and it goes under the seat in front of you. You can put it in the overhead locker.
Yeah.
And there's no extra charge for that.
Yeah, but it's not going up above you. You're just
not
allowed.
It's not going above you.
You've paid for that.
It has to go under the seat in front. But there's bags, you can get the bags. I bought the bag in Deals, you know, D-E-A-L-Z. They do a bag that's the exact size.
Yeah,
it works very well.
No, because a friend of mine was telling me that he was on a Ryanair flight recently, and there was a fella in the queue, and he had one of those bags, but it had wheels on it. So that now
you're having a hope then.
Yeah, and so your woman stuck it in the okey, but just the wheels were sticking out, and she said, "No, you have to give me the 80 quid or whatever they're looking for." So your man took it out. Yeah, well, your man took it out and he kicked the wheels off it. And then they stuck it back in and he got a round of applause from the queue.
Well, good for him. But yeah, if you have wheels on it, it won't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, no, I think that's a mistake fit. A lot of people are making. Are people booking their holidays now for the summer, Joan?
They are. And this is something, I was at the Holiday World Show over the weekend. I talked to an awful lot of travel agents over the last week because there's been a lot of travel agents things, awards, ceremonies and everything. And this year, people tell me that the holidays have been booked a lot earlier than last year, like considerably more. And there's a few things that are going to affect holidays. And one of the big things that's going to affect holidays, if you know TUI, they're one of the big tour operators, you know, TUI Holidays. They would take a couple of hundred thousand people on holidays every year. They're not using charter flights now this year. So it means they're going to be using the likes of Ryanair and Aer Lingus and Iberia and Portugal Airlines. So that means that that's going to mean less flights for the likes of people who want to make their own bookings. And also the other thing I'm saying to people is, particularly if you have family and you want to go particular dates, you have to go in June, July, August, book now. And if you book through a tour operator or a travel agent, you can pay a deposit and you don't have to pay the full amount. Because I know if you're facing pain, you know, for the full holiday now, it would be a lot of money. But you can actually, like the travel department, for example, they're taking deposits of €250. And then you don't have to pay until about 6 weeks before your holiday.
Right, so but at least you have it. Yeah.
At least you have it. And I'm saying to people, don't get caught out this year, because there seems to be, everybody's going away.
Wow.
It really looks like that. Everybody's going away. Everybody's planning going away. We've 20, Aer Lingus alone have 25 routes to America this year. I know you think people aren't going to America because of what's going on with you know who, but that's not happening at all because people are still going to America.
I also thought there was a cost of living crisis as well.
It doesn't seem to be happening. We had Mexico started last week. We have a flight to Cancun with Aer Lingus to Mexico now as well. And there's loads of extra European flights. There's loads of extra Spanish flights coming on. We've extra Spanish ones to Asturias in northern Spain, which I'd recommend to people because it doesn't get as hot as the south of Spain. It's a good bit cheaper as well. And so any of those kind of places, are anywhere where it's a new place, usually is cheaper. And the cost of living when you get there is a bit less at the start. So for anybody who can go away now, I mean, you won't get really hot weather, but you will get nice weather. You know, if you go to Malta, Malta's lovely. It's about kind of 16 to 18 degrees now at the moment. Very historic place, you know, Valletta's a beautiful city. Madeira's a gorgeous place, beautiful island. Lovely for walking, really nice food, and that's Portuguese, so you have that nice Portuguese feel about it. 5% as well, of course, is about 16 to 20 degrees at the moment. And it's a big island. Those are things to do in Cyprus.
That's nice. Would you always recommend, Joan, that people use a travel agent?
Well, I certainly do if your dates are important and you're going with your family. And it's important for you that you have to go for specific times. Yes, I do. And if you're not sure about where you want to go and you maybe you need a bit of help, because, of course, we know travel agents are usually very well travelled and they can give you advice on places they've been and what they've seen. But I will say that I notice like there's two things that are affecting travel. One, people are using more digital access. So the things like skyscanner.net, that's a really useful website. If you're not sure when you want to go and you're looking for something and you kind of have some dates or you know maybe a country or an area you want to go, you can put your details into skyscanner.net and it'll send you a message when those flights come available or the hotel comes available. So it'll alert you. So it's a good way of kind of having it on standby. And then, yeah, I noticed lately people have started telling me that they're using AI. We know that the big game changer that's happening across everything. It's not just travel, it's everywhere. And so AI is starting to affect travel in that you could go to ChatGPT or Gemini or any of those other AI websites. You can put in your details. And I talked to someone only over the weekend. She told me it was her husband's birthday coming up and it's in March and she wasn't sure where they could go. So she put in what the details were, the dates, and didn't really know where they wanted to go or what they would do. And ChatGPT came back with Salzburg going through Munich.
Okay.
As a very nice 3-day weekend for the family to go away and have a nice treat for him and go to a nice restaurant and stuff and make his birthday special. So ChatGPT and AI generally, I notice, are starting to have an effect.
Yeah. Joan, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the travel writer, Joan Scales there. One person says, I think we need a jumbo jet to the Canary Islands. 4.5 hours in those small planes is terrible. It is like, because you tend to think the Canary Islands are Spain, but it's really more like flying to off the coast of Africa. I went to Madeira this time last year, would highly recommend it. Richard says he's going to San Diego on the 20th of July for 2 weeks. Flights are dear. When is the optimum time to book? I imagine, Richard, it's probably the furthest away as possible. I pack for a 10-day sun holiday, one pair of sandals in the bag and a pair of tackies on my feet. I overpacked for many years and didn't wear half of what I used to bring. Lesson learned. That is some people will think of as completely necessary. Other people will think as completely disposable. Heading off to Lanzarote next Wednesday. Can't wait. Great time to get away. In my case, it's a break after the Kinsale Beatles Fest happening this weekend with Tom Dunn. So I've been in recovery, or at least that's my excuse. Excellent plug there. You just slipped that one in under the completely irrelevant holiday comment. Only one problem with the Canaries, it's full of paddies, says another texter, though somebody else says, fly to the Canaries because it's raining. That's great for the environment, isn't it? The more we pollute, the more crazy the weather will get. It's a vicious doom loop.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.